Scene 2G.
For good.
Take 2.
Your father's all right, though, shouting orders. Helmsley was out there with him. Took some hits, too. Now rushed back inside.
They're going to retaliate soon.
Several deckhands were wounded, Joanna. Range was too close. You've put their eyes out.
The Admiral put them in harm's way. Underestimated me when he should have acted. Let's make our move out of here while we still have the surprise.
When do you think he'll stop breaking his own rules?
I expect today will be his last error, unless he wants a mutiny. Water levels?
We're about an hour out. Engine's holding, but a tad shaky. It's not assuring me we'll be staying afloat.
Steady, Lieutenant. We're not dying today.
Last chance not to do this?
Do I look like I've changed my mind? Take us into the storm.
Aye. Full speed ahead on both engines.
Steady as she goes.
Destination. Black clouds, lightning bolts, winds without control, and our deaths.
Strewn across the sky, landing God knows where when it's done with us.
Madness is madness. Today we seem to be its front runners.
Jack, things appear dangerous because I make them seem that way.
So there is a plan then?
I'm exploiting my father's mistakes this day. We ride those currents out there as best we can, gaining needed distance as he stalls for his men and panics for my safety. And we look for an opening to land, hopefully near water. Like you said, we can't stay inside for too long.
So, we're not crazy. We only appear that way. I'm holding you to your promise, Captain.
Oh, yes?
Don't make me haunt my enemies as a ghost. I want to deal with them while I'm still warm.
Cross your fingers, then. I shall cross mine.
The Admiral's not stalling.
What do you show?
Harpoons aboard Cloudstrife at the ready. They're firing.
All this damn talking, and they're shooting at us. All available power to thrust.